Many farmers believe that quality crops start with quality seeds. But what exactly makes a seed quality? Hello Mzanzi, welcome to episode 430 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and you're listening to the world's best podcast as presented by One IFRA Digital Media Awards. Now in this episode, powered by the South African National Seed Organization, we delve into the essential characteristics of high-quality seeds and their significance in modern agriculture. Join us as we chat with Kobus van Haestien, Technical Manager at Sensor, who sheds light on the key attributes that determine a seed quality and why that is so important for farmers. Kobus also shares his insights on South African farmers' access to quality seeds and how evolving consumer preferences are shaping the focus on seed quality, that and more.
Kobus, it's absolutely lovely to have you with us. Today we will be discussing the quality of seeds. I will kick it off with the very first question. Now, many farmers will tell you that the quality crops begin with quality seeds. Can you explain what is meant by the term quality seeds and what are the key characteristics that determine seed quality and why this is so important?
Hi, Octavia. Yeah, thanks for having me and thanks for the invitation. Seed is definitely the most important input and that can realize a good crop. When we talk about seed quality, I think it's all about managing that expectation, you know, that expectation from a farmer to see that he will achieve a level of performance, you know, will be grain yield, silage, foliage, or a good pasture. They put in a lot of effort in terms of soil preparations, fertilizer, and everything that goes with that. So ultimately, they need the best seed that they can find to realize a good potential. And of course, seed is one of the controllable aspects and also the most critical one, in my opinion. So that's why it's important to obtain the best seed that you can. And varieties are bred for specific characteristics and reasons. So it's important that when buying seed, that firstly, you make a good choice to get the right varieties. Have the variety that will manage this environmental stresses the best or that has that resistance to diseases, but also that the seed is of a good quality in terms of, you know, the physical quality, the way it was produced, you know, that it's genetically pure. It's got a good viability. That means that potential to give rise to a good uniform stand of seedlings. The germination rate is good, meaning that all the seeds will germinate under field conditions. Also that the moisture content of the seed is good and that ensures good storability, especially if you're carrying seed over to the next year, things like that. But also in terms of the physical appearance, you know, healthy seeds give rise to a uniform crop. And also it's important to look at the size of the seed, the shape, the color, the way it was treated, and also if there's any physical damage or deformities on the seed that can have an influence when it is planted. So you have quite a few things to consider apart from selecting the right variety. So that's why it's always good to buy a seed either than which is certified or from a reputable dealer or seller, seed company, or of course a Sensor member, because these seed companies who are members with us, you know, they want to do the things right and ensure that they put the best available seed out there for our farmers.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate South African farmers' access to seed quality and why?
Yeah, so there are, of course, international organizations who look into this, and especially in the African context, we've got DASAI, who's the African Seed Access Index. And of course, if you have a look online, you'll see some of their reports. Unfortunately, there's no recent report. I think the last one might be from 2017, but the overall report is very positive. I think it has even increased over time. So in my opinion, I definitely give it a 9. Every year we have access to good quality seed, you know, in some years. You might not get the specific variety and the volumes you wanted, but there's always another option. And at the end of the day, the hectares that we want to plant, we are able to with the available seed that we can get. Something that must be kept in mind is that seed companies also have to plan ahead and have maybe production cycles. We're working with a living product, so they cannot just stock seed of every variety every year in the hope that it will be sold, because, you know, like soybeans, that is being discarded every year. So it's seed being produced at seed production cost, bit of a premium product, and then that's being delivered as grain. So, you know, it goes hand in hand with planning. Seed companies are also subjected to sometimes difficult production seasons. But overall, In South Africa, we've got good quality seed, got good varieties coming out every year, and the farmers are a good balance between known and trusted varieties and then newer varieties to experiment with.
Kobus, what are the key characteristics that determine seed quality?
Yeah, so there's obviously a lot of aspects to look into, and it will also differ between crops and their producers and their needs on the specific piece of land. But I think in general, you know, varietal identity is very important. You know, when you're buying seed, if you're buying variety X, that it is in fact variety X, and it's not another variety that's being marketed as variety X. The genetic purity is as close to 100% as possible, you know, that there's no the number of selfs or outcrosses or contamination with other varieties, that it is as pure as possible. Like I mentioned, viability. Viability is that the ability for seed to germinate, establish a good crop. So that's very important. And companies go through a lot of lengths to ensure that the seed out there with a good viability, you know, there's a lot of internal quality checks, quality standards that they follow, you know, some tests that they do. Also seed vigor. There's a lot of research on seed vigor, and every year companies and seed production plants will improve on their processes to ensure good seed vigor. Germination rate. So that's usually indicated on the label. And once again, you know, seed houses, they invest quite a lot in having the correct equipment and storage facility to ensure that seed is being kept at the correct relative humidity, at the right temperature, to ensure that when the seed goes out, that it's got a good germination rate and good vigor, and that it establishes well in field. Of course, moisture content. For each crop, there's a recommended moisture content. These moisture contents need to be at the right level for seed companies to process and pack it, but also for it to be stored in sowing season. Disease resistance, you know, it's important that those characteristics as developed and bred by the breeder, that they actually come through in the crop and they are actually seen in the field. So this is all ensured through the production process and some systems, quality control systems like seed certification, where the production department will receive a small quantity of seed and they will then have to multiply it. So it's important that these traits remain intact throughout the production process, and that ultimately when they land on the farm, that they still have those quality traits and characteristics in place. And like I said, the physical appearance is then also very important, you know. The genetic composition is one thing, but also the plantability depends very much on the sizing accuracy, the flowability of the seed, the type of seed treatment, the type of polymers they use. Also, when paying quite a premium for good seed, you expect the seed to look nice and to be uniform and to be without disease or mold or any cracks or anything that can cause harm in field.
So small-scale farmers are increasingly looking into adopting precision agriculture and conservation farming. How are these methods contributing to improvements in seed quality?
We're living in a very digital era, and you know, we're seeing a lot of developments in AI. And I think, you know, ultimately you need good data to make good decisions. And the same goes for breeding company as well as seed houses, you know, because they also, when they get this feedback and information from the farmers, it also helps them to make good strategic decisions in terms of their products, their planning, where they're heading with their products as well. So, you know, site-specific management is of course, very important for seed companies. You know, they need to make recommendations for specific areas, which varieties will do well on your farm. And for that, they need some information. So farmers, commercial or small scale, have that information that they can provide to the seed companies. The seed companies will also then be in a better position to advise them and make the right decisions in terms of plant populations, production methods to follow, the right varieties, also the technologies that they can utilize that goes hand in hand with these varieties. It really helps them to tailor their seed selection and planting practices. You know, and also with all this information and, you know, precision farming, there's a lot of benefits, you know, like enhanced soil health, meaning if the soil is healthy, you'll also be able to get plant different varieties, maybe get better yields. All these decisions are really data driven. And if the farmers have this information at hand, and, you know, there's improved resource management in terms of the other inputs as well, fertilizers, pesticides. If farmers can provide this information in terms of the fertilization practices, which kind of pesticides they're struggling with, then once again, the seed companies can make good recommendations.
How are changing consumer preferences influencing the focus on seed quality?
Seed companies, they need clients, and the consumer is king even in this regard. Seed houses, they must stay on top of what producers want, what the housewife wants, what the processing industry wants. So they're constantly needing this feedback from the industry. You know, once again, the way to achieve this is through high quality seeds, which produce crops with superior taste, texture, nutritional value, and that ultimately meets the demands of discerning consumers. So there's a big interest in diversity and novelty. I think consumers are showing an increasing interest in diverse varieties of fruits, vegetables, grains, and other crops that offer unique flavors and or characteristics. So seed companies are responding by developing varieties through advanced breeding techniques to meet these demands. And there's also a big drive and support for local agriculture. I think, you know, we want to see the crops being produced locally. And that's why seed houses, breeders are trying to ensure that we've got the right varieties and resilience to produce these at these crops locally.
There's no doubt that improving seed quality is vital for the future of our country's agricultural sector. In your opinion, what should be the key focus areas to ensure we stay ahead of industry shifts in seed quality? And additionally, as a farmer, what role can they play in this process?
Key focus areas include research and development. Definitely, there needs to be continued investment in research and development to improve the genetic traits, you know, such as yield potential, disease, tolerance, etc. Also, there needs to be a lot of collaboration. We really need to foster collaboration between seed companies, agricultural organizations, scientists, farmers. Everyone needs to have the same goal in mind. Also, there needs to be sustainability. So I would say, you know, we really need to emphasize the development of seed to promote sustainable farming practices and reduce the need for chemicals and etc. Also, a lot of education and awareness, you know, and also reaching farmers is still an ongoing effort by our industry. And, you know, we really want to engage in educating farmers about the importance of using high quality seed and providing them with access to information about new varieties and best practices for their cultivation. Something that's very important is called regulatory support. We need to encourage supportive policies that in seed technology while ensuring safety standards are met. A regulatory environment that both protects the seed companies, the ones selling the seed, and protecting the farmers is very important for us to go forward. As a farmer, I think there's several ways that you can contribute to the process, participating in field trials for new varieties and to provide feedback to the seed company regarding your local growing conditions. I think that's very important for seed companies to get that feedback and always to improve on the existing varieties and packages. Farmers can also adopt sustainable farming that align with quality seed usage to stay informed about advancements in agricultural technology through seminars or online resources. So these days, there's a lot of information available. You need to really be competitive and be informed in order to stay competitive and to stay on the farm, to be honest. It's tough times that we're living in. I'd say also to collaborate with local regional agricultural organizations. You know, there's a lot of good organizations for farmers, producers, even us for the seed industry. And this is really to advocate for policy supporting access to high quality seed. I think it's also important for farmers to regularly communicate with seed suppliers about their experiences with different varieties so that they can continue improving their products based on practical feedback from farmers. So by actively engaging in these activities, farmers can play a crucial role in driving improvements in seed quality and ensuring that the agricultural sector remains competitive and responsive to consumer preferences and industry shifts.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much, Kobus van Haasien, Technical Manager at Sansor. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.fruitformzanzi.co.za. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team FruitformZanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans, though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzansi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.